And good evening, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk. I'm Scott Beatty, and we are live from Huff Hall, where tonight Illinois Volleyball will play Stanford, the defending national champions, and of course they are coached by Kevin Hambley, so it's the return of Kevin Hambley as well to stuff Huff. And we've got a packed show that is stuffed full of volleyball celebrities. Head coach of the Illini, current head coach Chris Thomas, slated to join us in just a few minutes. Kevin Hambley will join us live as well. And then later on, Don Harden will be here. Voice of the Fighting Illini volleyball program, Dave Lone, will be along as well as he's in his 30th season. This is a very unique event that has a lot of extra layers to it tonight with all of that is going on. So we will get into that in just a moment. Let us get you to the headlines for the rest of what's happening. Kevin Anderson, former Fighting Illini tennis standout, is in the semifinals at the U.S. Open. He leads Pablo Carreño Busta it's tied at one set all, I should say. He's up in the third set, 4-2. Anderson with a chance to head into the U.S. Open finals. Baseball tonight, the Cubs with their first ever night game at Wrigley Field will host the Milwaukee Brewers, and looking to basically put to bed the Milwaukee Brewers. Cubs lead the division by 5 games over both Milwaukee and St. Louis. John Lackey on the hill. Cubs are 9-1 in his last 10 starts. Cardinals hosting Pittsburgh at Busch Stadium. Luke Weaver has won all 3 starts that he has been in for Adam Wainwright, and he will throw tonight, White Sox and San Francisco. And as you heard in our newscasts, Illinois football's next opponent after tomorrow night is the University of South Florida. They have already canceled their game against UConn because of Hurricane Irma. No word if the storm will have an impact on Illinois' game against South Florida a week from tonight. Bring in here the voice of the Fighting Illini, Dave Lone, as Chris Thomas will join us in just a moment. Dave, you've seen a lot of matches. You've seen most everything that the banners are hanging around on this sure. Arena for. This is an extra special night, isn't it?
It really is, because obviously it's just great to be back on campus. You know, I came out and we're watching Penn State take on Colorado here, but got parked and got the equipment set up. And one of the favorite things about Friday night matches for me is you get to see the marching Illini.
And old friends.
And yes, and a lot of alumni are coming back. Crash, I called her Crash. She was our libero for a long time, Ashley. And but anyway, you know, it's just I was talking to Coach Thomas a few moments ago for our network broadcast, and he knows what this building is like. Okay, he's been here before, but even he admits it's nice to be on the good side, and we're just going to see a lot of emotion. The thing I'm most curious about is, once that first serve is put in play, it's business. You know, it's enough of, and I'm anxious to see how our kids respond. I really like the way our team controls the ball, passes serve, plays defense, and we can spread our attack across the net. So I'm anxious to see if they can continue that at the same level they've done over the first 2 weeks of the season. And again, it's just going to be, we'll see a lot of familiar faces here tonight, and it's just great to be back home.
Well, speaking of business, the CEO of the business of Illinois volleyball, Chris Thomas, has now joined us. Chris, welcome home. And Dave was just talking about the emotion of tonight. You know, there's been a lot of questions for you guys coming into this, because obviously you're competing against the defending national champion, and obviously your players are competing against their former head coach. What's the vibe been today?
Vibe's been great. Very loose in the serve and pass. You know, I said the pressure is not on us. We're not ranked right now, and you know, they're returning national champs, and having been there before, I know how much pressure that is on expectations to, you know, repeat, or especially when you return a large part of your roster, and they do, and they're a formidable opponent. They will be, but our girls are loose, and for all the reasons you mentioned, you know, Steph Huff, it's a chance to play at home, it's a chance to play against defending national champs, you know, former coach. You know, there's some of that in there too, but, you know, it's we're playing Stanford and we're trying to put our best product out there against Stanford tonight.
What kind of relationship, if any, I assume you knew Kevin Hamley, having worked in the Big Ten before. Did you have any other relationship with him?
Yeah, we've talked before. You know, being on the recruiting trail, you see the coaches all the time, and you know, there's some familiarity with him with the USA program when my wife played, and you know we've known him for quite some time, and you know there's no hate or anything. I said, hey, thanks,
right.
I get the job now.
Yeah,
it's my team. I get to have it. You know.
Well, and so, I just ask because some coaches know each other really well. Yeah. Some just have crossed paths, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of a small fraternity out there of coaches. You've been in some big moments in your career, both as a coach and as a player. What advice do you pass on to your players in these kinds of things? No Division I athlete gets to this level without having competed under pressure,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But they still need help in that area. How do you do it?
The interesting part is, you know, we've got a handful of freshmen, and this is going to be their first time seeing a big, big-time environment. You've seen it as maybe a junior-level player. Maybe you've come to your recruiting visit, and they've had a stuff-up event, or they've had, you know, a couple thousand people, but until you're actually the one wearing the uniform, it's difficult for some of them to understand it. So I think for them, you know, this is cool for them to see and be a part of. And for our returners, it's, you know, I told them our good play is good. We don't have to play perfect to have a chance with these guys. We just need to play really good volleyball like we have been for the last couple weeks.
And, Coach, I don't get to practice as often. Sometimes when we're on the road, I'll be in the gym while you guys are going through the paces. But the philosophy, and correct me if I'm wrong on this year's team, is next man up. Who's ever performing is we've even though we've got a lot of youth, I think we've got a lot of depth. You look at moving Prince from opposite to left. You know, I thought DeBerg had a pretty good opening weekend. Yet we find that Cooney is a big block and a threat on the right side. The competition in the gym. I think fans are going to like the number of players that can contribute from this roster.
Sure, sure. And it is very much for me, it's about having a hot hand. And some weeks you're on, some weeks you're off. That's kind of the nature of being a freshman, more or less. And Kylie did have a good first weekend, but we're also, you know, looking at some other numbers that we take a look at as coaches. We know we needed some more out of some certain type of set types, and we knew Beth was good at that and steady at that, really. And you know, heading into these types of matches, you want something who's you can rely on a little bit more in those situations. Kylie will get there for sure. She's been working her butt off in practice, so you know it's not like she lost the job.
No. But
it's you know
we have the pieces.
But we have some pieces to move around. So and you know it's also it could be a certain night. Some matchup might be better than the other. You know, I mentioned Stanford's a big team, and you know it might be beneficial to get some of our bigger freshmen out there tonight. So we'll see. We have no idea. We play our game first, and then if we need to make adjustments mid-game, we'll make adjustments.
Obviously, we don't play Colorado till tomorrow. We don't play Penn State till later in the season, but we're watching their match here, and Penn State won, I think it was 25-22, 25-23 in the first set.
Yep.
They lead 17-13 here in the second set. What do you think about tomorrow's? We'll save that for pregame, but you know they've got some pretty interesting players on both sides of the net
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Colorado's also 6-0, playing very good volleyball. You know, I would say our conference is as tough as it's ever been, but the Pac-12 is right there neck and neck with the Big Ten. And you know, Colorado's an up and coming team. They're a solid team. They've got some good pieces. They had some experienced pin hitters, which is really important and sometimes in their game. A good setter, good libero. I mean, everyone in the country, you know, in those two conferences, it's going to be a tough battle. So, you know, we're not overlooking Colorado. We went over them earlier this week. But I could say, you know, main focus of the week has been on Stanford. But,
sure.
You know, both teams are looking pretty good right now, and I think we're in that same level as well.
Did you have a chance to talk with Russ earlier today?
I did not. I've known Russ for a little bit too.
Yeah.
Russ is always interesting to talk to. And
I walk. He's been just so gracious to me throughout my entire career here.
Talk about the head coach of Penn State.
Yes.
For those of
you
Russ, know,
Coach Rose,
yes.
Coach Rose. And I shake his hand. I go, welcome back to Champaign. He goes, thank you, Dave. You're still doing this, huh? So, but he's still doing
this,
you know. And it's just amazing the run that he has had at a football school.
Sure.
I mean, just to have watched his program over the course of the years, you know, we've got some pretty great coaching minds in the building tonight.
Yeah, you know, Russ is Russ. That's the best way to put it. Yeah, he's had a great run, and you know, a lot of times when you look at as a younger fan of volleyball, you look at the films of Penn State when they're in their dominant run, and they actually have four people on their roster who won a championship in whatever it was, 2014 or so. Mm-hmm. And you know, to do what they did in that amount of a decade is relatively unprecedented. You know, until you go back to the basketball days of the '60s. Or the UCLA days of the 60s and 70s, and you get into Alabama football territory. But, you know, what Russ has done there has been great, and he's always been able to recruit great talent and then get the most out of them. And I think you're going to see a very good Penn State team this year, you know, with those freshmen for the national championship being seniors now.
Well, Coach, tell us about Stanford tonight. Obviously, as defending national champion, there's a lot of talent. And your players are familiar with Kevin Hambly and the system he tries to run. Are there weakness? I don't, you know, obviously not ask you to give anything away, sure. But do you see things that you can attack and exploit?
I think there's always things you're going to be able to attack and exploit. The main thing I want to try to emphasize to the girls this week, and I was talking with Dave earlier, is nothing has to be perfect. It just has to be good. And you hear that from time to time from coaches. You know, it's not like we need the superhuman effort to do what we need to do. It just boils down to, can you, you know, big environment, can you kind of just maintain a certain level of calmness, so to speak? And, you know, you want to be jacked up. You want to take those emotions in the right way, but we don't want to try to do too much. Yeah. We don't want to try to, you know, we feel great. We're jumping high. We don't want to bounce the ball straight down. We still want to hit really good shots.
That looks good in practice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Warm-ups, but yeah.
Exactly. So I think a lot of it's just about controlling our side and keeping those emotions in check. You know, the crowd will provide plenty of oomph when we need it. But I think it's just a matter of making sure we play together as a team.
And is there an element where you have to show them on film or whatever and say, hey, look, this is a weakness or this is a weakness. This is where they're normal or mortal. Other words, can you pump them up too much in your head as an opponent?
No, I think you always have to take every opponent as serious as you could, you know, and even going into the last couple of weeks, we've prepared the same for everyone as best as possible. They're going to do some good things. And, you know, again, returning national champs, they've got that under their belt. They have that confidence that they're able to you know, perform at a high level. But, you know, as the saying goes, they didn't give a night, and, you know, we hope this is our night.
Well, Coach, I'm ready. Let's go.
Right.
Let's get them. I hope that folks get out here. Get here early. They are letting parking in the south lot, in the grass lot. But it's filling up quick.
Yeah, already people in the upper decks. Good to see.
Yeah, so it's going to be thrilling. And this Big 12 Pac-10 challenge, or a Big 10
Pac-12
challenge, this is the last go-around for this particular series, correct?
Yeah, it is. This is the four-year rotational deal, and, you know, when I first got here, everyone was like, are you going to still do it, being this match? And absolutely, you know, you wouldn't shy away from a moment like this. You know, heading into the future, people ask if we're going to continue something like this. There's nothing in the works right now. Scheduling doesn't happen until the wintertime after season's over. But, you know, I think whenever you can face off against quality competition before the season starts, getting ready for Big Ten play, I think it's a good thing. And, you know, with so many ranked teams in the Big Ten, you got to be able to play tough opponents early on and be able to kind of see where you're at and see what you need to tweak heading into your last, you know, we go to Missouri State next week, a very good team who knocked off Ohio State as well. I mean, there's really good teams out there. And so we just need to see where we're at next. This is the next phase of our development, and we just kind of go from there.
Coach, I don't know how many coaches would take time and just under 2 hours away from a first serve to come chat with us on the radio, but we certainly appreciate your time. Of course, you go downstairs and do a chalk talk, too, with the networkers and all that,
right.
Too. So
yeah, I tell people I don't have to play anymore. I don't wear the jersey anymore.
Your work has already been put in.
My work is a lot of late nights usually, but usually our work's put in. A lot of it's just about maintaining routines and just making sure your players are in good state of mind. And if you could do those things, you put yourself in a good chance to do well. And, you know, we're, like I said before, happy to be home happy to for our freshmen to experience this for the first time and our returners to come back to it.
Well, and just to let you know, I mean, obviously K Kevin Hamley returning. He's being welcomed back by a lot of folks that knew him so well here, including us. But I think it's been pretty universal. The reception that you've received here has been very warm, and folks are glad you are here. So we certainly appreciate you spending some time.
Yeah,
we wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely. We appreciate having me here. I appreciate being here.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's go get them.
All right.
Chris Thomas, head coach of Illinois Volleyball. First serve scheduled for about 7 o'clock. And this is a big match, but the Illini are coming into it 6-0. Senior libero Brandy Donnelly talked about earlier this week what it means or how they got to being 6-0.
We've done a lot of things great. I just think we're having a really good energy on the court and good communication. I think our offense is really starting to flow, which is cool to see, and we've been working a ton on serve and passing, and we did that really well the past 2 weekends.
Brandy Donnelly, so obviously this is an emotion-laden night with the return of Kevin Hambley. She talks about what it means to compete against her former coach.
I just think we're going to be fired up to play him. I mean, he was my coach for 3 years, so like, we know each other really well. We know he knows my tendencies. He knows everyone on the team. So, I don't know. I just think it'll be fun, but I'm not going to, like, think about it any differently. I don't usually, like, pay much attention to the other team's coach that much, so I think I'm just going to act like it's a normal game.
Has it been a hot topic in the locker room?
I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, I think, just because of the way it happened, like, since he left, and then we knew we had to play them, so we just always knew that was going to be an interesting game. We've talked about it, definitely, but I don't think we're going to treat it too differently.
Does it add an extra layer of motivation?
I think we're always really fired up to play Stanford or any really good team. We've played them tough the past 3 years, so I think we're always just really excited to play Stanford in general, but I do think it adds a little more motivation, yeah.
Brandy Donnelly, senior libero for the Fighting Illini. We'll come back. Kevin Hambley from Stanford, now the former coach of the University of Illinois, will join us live from Huff Hall at Sports Talk on Friday.
Monday on the News Gazette sports page at the Esquire, our guest is Illinois All-American wide receiver David Williams. That's Monday at 5 at the Esquire and on DWS.
We are live from Huff Hall and the University of Illinois. Stuff Huff tonight. Coming your way at 7 o'clock, Illinois and Stanford. One note to pass along to you, Kevin Anderson, former U of I All-American tennis player, has taken set number 3 against Pablo Carreño Busta. He leads 2-1. One
all
more
right.
Set win.
Awesome. Wow.
He could be in the finals of the U.S. Open. Kevin Hambley has returned. He's in the building. He is here now, the head coach of the Stanford. It's just Cardinal, right?
Cardinal, no S.
No S.
The Cardinal.
And
like the Illini.
Yeah.
It's a trivia question with how many, like the names don't have an S at the end.
That is good. We should.
I don't know the other ones. Those are the only two I know, but there's a the Green Wave. There's another one.
So, yeah. What is that? Tulane, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, welcome back. It's
Thanks.
Great to see you. How has this return been for you so far? Has it been an emotional trip out here for you or been kind of calm?
Very calm. I mean, it hasn't been that emotional at all right now. I mean, we'll see when the players come out. But I feel like it's going to be all compartmentalized to a volleyball match. And then when I see the players off the court, it'll be different. It's nice to see people. I mean, I feel like I know every single person that walks by. And to be downtown and walk around and check things out. And my kids coming back and seeing their friends. It's been great, actually. We've really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to getting the match behind us and just enjoying champagne, because I think people are making a big deal about this return. It feels more to me like it should just be about the players, and it should be about Stanford playing Illinois, and like the front page that Scott put out there and all that stuff. It's just that's great and all, but it just doesn't feel right to me because it's about the players and about the match and two very good programs that are going at it.
How has the transition been for you from a volleyball standpoint? And I want to ask you just personally, too, how it's been out there as well.
Yeah, from a volleyball standpoint, we have a nice team, and we have some good players, and they have bought into what we're doing, and so it's been pretty easy, and they're smart, and once they understand what we want to do, they dive into it, and they've been very, very good. So from a volleyball standpoint, it's been a blast coaching these guys. It's a team. It's like coaching the Illinois team. It doesn't feel that much different. They're young athletes that need guidance and training and teaching, and it's great.
Okay, so you inherit a defending national champion. Yeah. We're used to seeing a lot of coaching changes around here. Usually they're picking up something to rebuild. Yeah. How do you come in and say, I have a system, I'm going to run it this way, when things were really successful the previous way? Or maybe it's similar enough.
Well, the personnel have changed, first off, right? So we lost five people that played a lot last year. So we are very, very young, but we did lose a lot as well. And so we're going to have to reinvent ourselves anyway. And that's what I told them is, you know, even if I would have been here when we won it, we still would be having a conversation, our first conversation about we gotta coach this year. We can't try to replicate what we did last year. And you guys have to let go of all that and move forward. And so maybe in some way this transition will make it easier to kind of do that. That's how we've approached it.
Well, Coach, you look fantastic, first
Thanks,
of all.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah.
I mean, you really do. And it's so glad to see you. I'm so glad to see you again. And,
feel
and welcome
neutral.
Back once again. And I know you're going to have a great season. I know your team is going to be formidable. Describe is this a middle-dominated team? Is this a pin-dominated team? Have you established an identity yet?
We're working on that right now. We had an injury that took us out with Moretta Lutz. And so, you know, going into the season, we thought that we'd be our 6'6 and above players would get a lot of swings for us. So we have a middle that's 6'6 and above. Catherine and Adriana Fitzmaurice. We got Catherine Plummer as a 6'6 outside that's outstanding, and we got Moretta Lutz as a 6'8 opposite, but we haven't been able to put that in place, and so we've been a little bit in scramble mode. It was the last play, literally the last play of practice before we went on the road. Moretta got injured, so on the road we had to kind of reinvent ourselves, and so we've been a little bit of scramble, and hopefully we can get back to how we wanted to play from the beginning of the year, and when we do that, I feel good about this team will be big and physical, and you'll see the players, you'll see how physical we can be, and it'll be fun to coach them.
I know you know what the opponent for you guys tonight looks like on the other side of the net. You've been around most of those players for so long. Obviously, there are some new faces. What do you take away from tape you've seen on the Fighting Illini so far this year?
Well, I think the two juniors especially are playing great, and the ones that have played the most are the All-Americans last year, and Jordan Poulter and Allie Bastianelli. They look fantastic. Jordan looks like what you expect from Jordan, and Allie's, you know, I thought she started to come on as an offensive player last year, and she's continued to develop and has done a nice job, and Jack's doing great as well.
And it seems like for Allie, maybe it makes a difference that she's not coming off an injury this year. Like
right, I mean, she had a shoulder, she didn't even get hit a ball until the last couple of weeks of spring last year, so it was nice. It's nice to see her become what, you know, when we recruited her, you thought she would be, and that's what's cool is, I told Chris when he got hired, I'm like, you know, he's like, hey, we'll try to keep this going. I'm like, no, you guys, like, or keep it going for what it was. I'm like, no, you got to go, like, this group that you have here the next few years that we've put here, I feel like they should be as good or better than any team we've had. You have the talent, and they should be good this year, and I think they should be exceptional next year. And I like seeing Beth out there. She brings such great energy and such fight, and it's good to see her playing on the left and playing with confidence. I'm impressed with the team. They look great.
When you come back here, who have you or are you trying to reconnect with? You know, was your circle of friends after having a life here mainly around athletics and volleyball, or did you get a lot of friends left behind?
After 13 years, you'd hope you have more friends than just the coaches and stuff.
Yeah, right. So, I know where you guys live, though.
Announcers.
Live here all the time. Yeah,
we
right.
did, yeah. But I definitely had, we had some friends, and, you know, I was busy a lot, so we were working, but we had people that we would hang out and have dinner with, and really, really good friends that we made. Mary certainly had an enormous crew of friends because she's got people that were here from Illinois when she was here, and then people that we met and kids' age and all that stuff. And her social calendar was a lot fuller than mine ever was. But so she's been kind of running around meeting everybody and seeing everyone. Her being in town right now, as well as our kids. So it's been really fun to see the people we've been able to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing more after we finish playing.
And it seems like a lot of our former players during your coaching days and even prior are coming back this weekend.
That's yeah.
Right. Now, Ashley Ettinger
it's great to see her.
Was here. She's here. She was sitting behind us for a little while. Was she during your era? Yeah. Crashly, I called her.
Crashly. Her last 2 years were... Her last year was my first year as a head coach, so I got but I got to coach her, and we were definitely a big part of recruiting her and all that stuff as we went along.
Sure.
And she played for Don as a head coach more than for me.
But it's going to be just wonderful. But obviously, as Scott asked you about a chance to reunite with folks here, a lot of people don't understand. When you're on the road, I mean, there are just so many things that have to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Socializing is not...
No.
Is a small percentage of availability of your time.
Yes, we're busy. It'll be Saturday night when we're done. Then we're going to meet up with some people and have some drinks. You're welcome to come by. We'll give you this. I'm not going to give it on the radio here, but we'll let you know like where we're going to be. And if you want to come grab a beer, I'd love it. But that goes for both you guys. But no, we're definitely going to meet up with some people after. But yeah, we've been watching video trying to get ready for Illinois. And then, you know, the Penn State match is kind of a big deal as well the next night. So.
Does Stanford have a long-haired rocker on their bus too?
No one as cool as Dave. We don't have anyone as cool as Dave.
Well.
Our radio guy is a pretty cool little college kid, but it's not the same as Dave, the legend, the voice of Illini for so long. He's the best.
Thank you. I'm flattered. How odd is it that you got to see Penn State? Was it in Austin last weekend?
It was at Texas A&M,
Texas
College Station.
A&M,
yeah.
A&M.
Yeah.
And then you play them again this weekend. That's just a scheduling oddity, isn't it?
Yeah, it was intentional a little bit. Like
we
needed a place to play, and Texas A&M was looking, and I called Russ and said, hey, would you want to play us twice in a row? He goes, yes, that'd be great. I mean, it's a good good for volleyball,
you
right?
You guys have the same philosophy.
Yes.
Play the best.
Yes.
To be the best, you've got to beat the best, and also your pre-conference schedule sets you up for a brutal conference schedule, both in the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and then it's weekends like last weekend and this weekend that prepare you for an NCAA-like atmosphere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I wanted as good a match, and Russ's teams as well as anyone. They expose things the first time you play them, and they expose things the next time. And I wanted to see how my young team would respond to play a match, do whatever happens, and then make adjustments. And how well do they make adjustments the second time around? Because that's going to happen in the Pac-12. So, and Penn State and Stanford should play as much as we can play. You know, I mean, it's just like historically speaking, both programs have won the most championships. There's seven on each side, and so historically, I mean, we're gonna continue to play every year. I would play them three times, four times. We talked on the way out as we were walking out. Can we play tomorrow? Can we do this again? Because we were just having a blast playing at that tournament.
Kevin Hambly with us for just a few minutes longer. Former U of I volleyball coach, now heading up Stanford, who the Illini will take on in about an hour and 20 minutes or so, pending how long the Penn State-Colorado match is going on right now at Huff Hall. Yeah. If this event was happening in Stanford instead, what would we see? What you were mentioning during the break, that this environment, this Stuff Huff thing, wouldn't happen out at Stanford, which surprised me for a national championship program.
Yeah, well, it's a different atmosphere. First off, we don't have as big a campus. You know, it's 7,000 undergraduate students. People think it's a really large campus. It's large in size, but small in number campus. There's a lot going on around there. You know, there's not a lot of there's so much going on that it's like LA. People don't show up for every single match. They don't have the loyal fan base that they have here. That's part of the things that we got to start try to build there. We definitely don't have the student section like this. Our basketball team doesn't get students like Stuff Huff does. And my team's fired up because they love playing in front of a crowd. And they love playing in front of Wisconsin last year when they had whatever it was, 7,000. And I'm like, hey, look, this is going to be smaller. It'd probably be anywhere between 3,000 and 4,000. But it will be rocking and it'll be loud. And you just see their eyes light up and they can't wait to play in it. So I'm glad we can bring our team out here and expose them to this atmosphere. I think it's going to be a blast.
The lifestyle out there and your living environment, I assume you've got a $1 million home that's the size of a shoebox.
Totally. I mean, yeah, we're pretty lucky in the situation we're in as far as they take care of us with some housing stuff. But life's really good there for us. I ride my bike everywhere. The family rides their bikes everywhere. It's just California living's a nice lifestyle. It'll soften you up a little bit. I got to be careful to stay tough here because if I've ever been tough, you know, but it's we really, really enjoy it. My wife enjoys it and all that, so it's been great.
Well, again, it's so good to see you, and I'm looking forward to seeing what your team does on the court tonight, and obviously we'll be following the program all season long. But I got to tell you, I think that these kids at Illinois that you recruited, I'm very positive about what they've been able to do so far, and I'm really excited to see what they can do against a couple of quality opponents this weekend.
Me too. I'm excited to play them, and it was good to watch them on video. Like I said, they looked very good, and we'll see if we can challenge them a little bit here. It's going to be fun because I know it'll be rocking, and I hope that we can all settle down and get the emotions out of it and just play some volleyball and have a good time, so that'd be fun.
I imagine that'll probably happen after the first serve or a few few points into the first set.
I mean, for my team, I think they'll be fine. But I worry about me more than my team, so we'll see how it goes for me. I'm talking about myself. Illinois players will probably be.
Well, you think it'll be hard for you to play against your former players?
I have no idea. I've never done this. So, I mean, I've known a lot of them since they were freshmen in high school. Yeah. Almost all of them. And have a personal relationship with every single one of them, whether they coached them here or not. All nine of those kids that came last year, we've been recruiting those guys for a long time, and I love those guys, and I love the kids that we left here. I always will. So, you know, it's I don't know. I don't. If I don't have any emotions, I probably don't have a soul, and I want to believe that I have a soul. So I think that maybe I'm gonna have some conflicting kind of feelings going on, but I don't know how it's gonna be to wearing it.
All right, Kevin.
All right, thank you guys very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Good to see you, brother.
It's a pleasure. Good
luck.
To be on. Feels
maybe
like old times.
Yeah, not too much luck, but good luck.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good luck to you guys.
Kevin Hambly, good to see him. We take a break at Sports Talk. Back with more in a moment.
This is Lauren Tate. Jim Rosso and I discussed the changing traditions for the Illini. Look for our podcast today on WDWS.com.
Pull that mic up a little. There you go.
We're at Huff Hall for Sports Talk tonight, site of Stuff Huff, Illinois, and Stanford coming up at 7 o'clock. And the legend Dave Lone will be on the call. He's with me here for Sports Talk. I'm Scott Beatty. And our chronological reverse order of coaches continues. We started the program with Chris Thomas, current head coach, and now Kevin Hambly was just with us. And now Don Harden is in the building tonight, looking dapper and sharp as always. Sir, good to see you.
That's so nice of you to say, and thanks for recognizing Dave as a legend that he is. Over 30 years of broadcasting the sport of volleyball, back in the years when he was pioneering it. I mean, before anyone ever was really doing it, he was inventing the words a lot of times that we use. So it's always been an honor.
I've had the pleasure of doing just a handful of volleyball games. Really loved it. But there
you're a quick learner. I remember we did some coursework, you and I, and you pick up on it fast.
But you and Dave have been my teachers on it. So Dave has sat with me too, it's a fascinating game on the radio, and it's you wouldn't think it at first because it's so quick. But it's like hockey, too. There's a rhythm to it. It's really exciting on the radio. I enjoy it.
It's a different rhythm, right, Dave? I mean, you do all sports.
Yeah, it's unique unto itself. I've had the great fortune of working with some really fantastic people, yourself, Mike, in the sport, that have helped me along quite a bit. Some, you know, a lot of assistant coaches as well. And I've had the opportunity to play a little bit at not a particularly high level, but not a backyard picnic level.
I played ball
either.
With you before. Yeah, every now and then you surprise everybody. Yeah,
it's just been one of the great opportunities in my career, and I'm so very fortunate to be associated with the game. How has the game? What is the most significant change in the game for you, and you know, having played collegially as an athlete at Ohio State, as you've seen the sport evolve, what do you think is the most? I mean, is it because it's become more of a back row attack type game, or what could you tell us about what you think is the biggest evolution of the sport, maybe at the women's collegiate level?
Okay, well,
because
there is a difference there for sure with how they've evolved. I mean. Well, one thing you have to recognize is the popularity of the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, you know, we started here in old Kenny Gym, right? I often joke about that.
Wondering where the net standards were, right?
Exactly. you know, I often talk about Kenny Gym like I say it's like Woodstock. Everybody I run into says, oh, I was at the gym. You know, I used to go to every game back at Kenny Gym. Now, I must have heard that from 3,000 or 4,000 people, and it only seated like 1,800.
Yeah.
So I know somebody's not telling the truth.
So when you hear somebody, I was at so-and-so's perfect game in baseball.
Really? We were all there. But really, when we started there, you know, the only people that came there were anybody working the event and parents, maybe. And maybe a stranger wandered in there, and we wonder if they were lost. You know, we were trying to find our way with it. We knew we had a product. We knew we had something exciting to watch. So, Dave, a lot of the changes, I really want to pat on the back people like Mike Hebert, and his generation. They Mike was a leader in, and Russ Rose, who's here now, these guys led the way for changes that made it more exciting to come and watch the game. They talked about what do spectators like to see and how can we get more of that. You know, we went to the rally scoring, for example, and that was a big part of television packaging. We changed the number of contacts. Everything we did was, how can we be a sport that people really want to come in and see? You know, we educate them about it. And these people led the way in that regard. And it was really fun for me to, as I came up through, to be able to sit at that table and vicariously, you know, be part of a lot of that, with especially with Mike as his assistant in the early days. So I'd say that the game is more exciting because of the libero, the changes in the touch rule. Back when I played, if there was
block
a touch,
was a touch,
yeah,
right?
If there was a touch on the block, you only had two more contacts, and that changes
instead
everything.
Instead of yelling out touch at the net, if you blocked it, you'd yell out one.
Yeah.
Right?
Because yeah,
it was the
first
hit. Contact.
And fans who are listening will laugh at this. You called your own touch. If the ball hit your hands and went out of bounds, you were expected on an honor system, much like golf or tennis. Golf's on an honor system, right? Mm-hmm. And so we were an honor sport. We had to look at the official and say, I touched that ball. And the official would ask us sometimes, did you touch it? And you'd have to say yes. And you would get a lot of grief. If you lied about that, you were really ostracized from your team. There was a lot of disrespect over that. It was very much an honor sport. When we started paying officials a bunch of money, then we started saying, let them do the job.
Exactly.
And so then it was funny. Everybody started yelling, no touch.
No touch.
Even just to make sure that even if nobody ever asked them, they were saying no touch every time just to break the habit. There's a lot of changes like that over the years. What I'm most excited about here tonight is to have played a small role in making sure volleyball stayed relevant here at Illinois, that over the years it's been a sport that's been relevant in the community. Everybody can say, hey, you go to volleyball, it's got a culture around it, it's a fun sport, there's good student involvement, the level of play is high, the fan support is there, and also I'll speak to our administration over the years, it's an event. It's not a borrowed gym for two teams to play in, it's an athletic event. We have the band here, you know, whether you disagree or agreed with the chief, if the chief performed at football, then he performed at volleyball, you know. And so we were considered part of the athletic department, and we were considered an event, and that goes, you know, credit to our administration.
And it's hard to imagine, as somebody who came in later in the game as a student and then as a media member, that it wasn't always like that, because you come in from the outside and go, well, volleyball is it really is, you know. And this is, in terms of the following, it may be the third most popular sport here on campus, and that's not a knock against baseball or softball or women's basketball, because those are all great programs as well, but just in terms of the vibe that you get around here, it may be the case.
Well, it's not a Mike Hebert thing, it's not a Don Harden thing, it's not a Kevin Hamley thing, and now with Chris, as amazing as him and Jen are, I want to speak highly about that, by the way. They have pulled me back in around the program in a way that has most impressed me. I can't say enough good things about them. But what we've had happen here is that volleyball has stayed relevant through all those changes, and a lot of good people have made that happen. And we can't say that for all the sports all the time. You know, I mean, it's interesting. It's got a culture that's very unique. For example, we'll talk in a minute about Mike and coming back or not being able to come back. But Kevin coming back, he'll get a big ovation tonight. People don't hold any ill feelings about any of these departures with our sport. Why is that? You know, they hate Bill Self for leaving Illinois. Or they throw really disrespectful comments out there a lot of times with former coaches or people who have left. We don't get that in this sport, and I love that.
Especially with Mike, because he went to Minnesota, and you know, we saw him twice a year.
Right.
Basically.
Imagine if Bill Self would have went to Indiana, or, you know, I mean, Holy cow.
That would have been riots.
Right, right.
Hey, we're running up here on a break. I do want to mention that to our thoughts and prayers with Mike.
Yes,
Do know that he's had some health struggles, and we'll leave it at that, but we wish him all the best. And, Don, we appreciate you.
And I apologize to our listeners earlier on the morning program. I thought he was coming back, and I kind of said, yeah, Mike's going to be back.
It's well published that he has Parkinson's. It's been out there, and he just had a setback that's going to keep him from traveling. He's doing fine.
Thoughts and prayers to him.
Yes, to him and Sherry.
Well, it's just been a neat to see the lineage, a lot of the lineage be here with us tonight. And Don, you're certainly a big part of the, as you said, the relevancy of Illinois volleyball.
You guys
so much.
Are too. Thanks for being part of our history, and I want to thank all the fans that come out and keep it relevant as well. Thank you very much.
Back to wrap it up in a moment on Sports Talk. All right, that'll about do it for Sports Talk. We are back with volleyball in just a little bit. Dave Lone, looking forward to it.
Great job on the show tonight, as always, Scott. Pleasure to be on with you, and such a thrill to be on with Chris and Kevin and Don. I'm getting to know Chris as time rolls on, but Kevin and Don, such a huge part of my professional career, and guys that are just really great friends.
We're looking forward to it. About 6:50 pregame with Dave Lone. Thanks to Blake Landa behind the scenes. And don't forget Saturday Sports Talk tomorrow morning and Illinois Game Day at 5:30 tomorrow night. This is News Talk 1400 WDWS Champaign-Urbana, a News Gazette media station. CBS World News Roundup is next. Good night.